It's a bonus episode.
A bonus episode.
A bonus episode. A bonus. It's a bonus. We're doing it now.
Bonus. It's a bonus
episode. Biotaste podcast.
Gank.
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
High five!
Oh my god! Oh my god. We are just regular street performers.
This is an acquired taste podcast, the podcast for people who like to busk in their spare time.
Is that what busking is?
I think so. Oh. I'm Bethany. I'm here with Kathleen.
Hi.
It's Sam.
I'm on a high.
I can't believe
we ended at the same time. That was perfect.
So we're here because we were recording something else, and so we were like, hey, let's do a bonus episode because we love you guys.
Yeah, so we're just here. Kathleen, do you have a pin keeping your shirt together?
I do. I do have a pin. The sleeves are falling off.
I'm so sorry.
I was in the middle of some sentence and I just saw the said pin and I was immediately distracted.
Listen, sometimes your life falls apart and you just need a safety pin to keep it all together.
Yes, safety pins are important for that.
I wrote my college entrance essay on safety pins because I was at a period in my life where I was like, I'm too cool for anything and I don't want to try hard for anything. So I pulled an essay out of my ass about safety pins and it worked.
What? Well, how do you write a whole essay on safety pins?
So,
like the invention of?
No, it was called Pin Together. And I wrote an essay
about
how...
That's a great name of a podcast.
It was how the morning of my grandmother's funeral, my dress wasn't staying closed. And so my sister had to safety pin it closed in the back. And I was having a really hard time connecting because I was grieving over my grandmother, but I couldn't do it myself. The nature of safety pins is that often you do need another. And so safety pins bring us all together in a way I needed my sister to come and help me in a way I couldn't ask for because of my grandmother's death.
Screw you for doing that and making it sound fantastic.
That is incredibly beautiful.
No, it's not. It's such bull. It's like serious bullshit. Essay like
you just Rumpelstiltskin that though you turned it into gold.
I also wrote an essay about dolphins and how when a dolphin is born it needs to be pushed to the surface of the ocean by its mother to take its first breath.
Aww.
Just as St. Cloud State University is going to be my dolphin mother pushing me up into
unplug her mic?
I told you it's total bull.
The safety pin stuff was not bullshit. The second dolphin part was.
You lost me with the dolphin.
Yeah, they didn't like that essay.
That's hilarious.
That was like, I used to be really into drawing bikes. Like, especially bikes with baskets with like flowers in the front.
You know, Sam, your bike phase we all go through.
The bike sketch phase is like super bad with the penises, except you were bikes.
When I graduated from college, oh my God, the super penises.
Yes.
I forgot about that. So when I graduated from college, I had this like really beautiful resume that had a illustrated bike at the top of it with like my initials on the basket and stuff. And I don't know why. It was just I liked bikes. So I'm in an interview and the person goes, so why a bike? And out of my ass, I pulled this out of my ass, because I'm going places.
Oh my God.
But it's not like you can go anywhere that fast on a bike with a basket.
But then you have the bell, so you're like, I'm going places. Bring mother.
Yeah. And I will take everything you need me to do and I'll put it in that basket and I'll get it to where it needs to go.
Did it work?
It did. I got the job.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Well done. Mm-hmm. Okay, so wait, let's get to the girth of what this episode is. Do you need to be potted up?
A little down.
A little down.
Okay. There we go. That's better? Perfect. Okay. A little up.
A little bit up. Just a scooch.
A skosh. That's perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. So we thought it would be fun to play a game that we're all very familiar with called Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, but the clean version, because the dirty version is too easy.
Wait, I have some dirty versions.
Oh, okay,
am I not
fine.
Allowed to have them?
Oh, no, you can have a few dirty versions.
Okay.
Wait,
sure.
Can I just tell you, I played this over the weekend with my girlfriends, like the dirtiest version.
Were you warming up for the podcast?
I learned so much about my book club. I don't even know who they truly are. And we were in a winery playing Never Have I Ever with wine, which, not a good idea because it's so drunk.
Or
but
the best idea.
The waitress comes over to like bust the table right as somebody is saying, Never Have I Ever Had a Finger in My Ass. And we, oh my God.
Are you enjoying the rosé?
Basically, everybody at the table drank. And then one person was like, to the waitress, oh my God, I'm so sorry you had to hear that. I'm so sorry. Okay, so anyway.
So wait, before we get into that, actually, we want to thank a partner of ours for this episode. And that is Stamps.com.
And I actually just set up my digital scale over the weekend. And so the nice thing is it just plugs into your computer with a little USB cord. It measures your weight of your package. And it's so nice because there's a lot of people who listen to us who do your own side hustle, who have, like, you sell stuff on Etsy or eBay. And that way you can have your whole post office right from your home office, right from your desk. It's so easy.
My favorite thing about stamps.com is that you can work after hours, because a lot of us have day jobs and we come home and we work on our side hustle in our home offices, and the post office cannot be open 24/7. It's just not possible.
I've asked mine to be open 24/7. They were very polite in their saying no.
Yeah. What's so easy about stamps.com is that you can buy and print real U.S. posted stamps right at home,
which we love. And actually, this would have come in big handy for us last December.
Yeah.
When we took on our own shipping adventure, which a lot of the listeners know about. But we're all set to use stamps.com next time. So partner with us on this. Right now, you can use code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, for a special offer. And you get a 4-week trial, which includes postage and a digital scale. So that's code TASTE, and you get a 4-week trial with postage and a digital scale. So don't wait. You want to go to stamps.com before you do anything else that has to deal with mailing. Click the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TASTE. That's stamps.com. Enter TASTE. So thank you, stamps.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back into this.
Back to the meat and potatoes.
Who wants to start this apparently mostly clean, we'll see, version of Never Have I Ever?
I am willing to start. So I think normally we would do this when people would raise their hands.
Yes.
Right? But we are an audio-based podcast.
Wait, I need about we that. Need alcohol. That's Never Have I Ever.
Well, I have cookies and I have tequila in my freezer. Okay. I'm just saying.
Do they pair well?
I mean, always. Okay. I'm going to start it really boring.
Okay. Thank you for bracing us.
Never have I ever scored over 100 while bowling.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Both of you, Kathleen and Sam?
I was actually captain of a bowling league.
Oh you're
who's
such a
the
nerd.
Bigger nerd?
Yes. I had a monogrammed ball.
Wait, was your monogram ball also Harry Potter themed?
Nerd. By the way, I hope you're playing at home and with your friends. Or with your office. It's a team building exercise.
Yes, invite your friends over.
Every podcast is turning into team building, and I love that.
Okay. Pour your friends a drink, because this game should be played with a drink.
Okay.
Unlike
who's
us.
Going next?
Sam, you are going next.
Okay. Never have I ever intentionally stolen something.
Oh, I have.
Are you going to put down a finger per item? Or
Oh, shoot.
Really?
What did you say?
On purpose?
I can't tell you.
Kathleen?
Nobody was injured in the process.
That wasn't the question. If someone was injured, what did you steal?
No, I can't. Well, what did you steal?
I stole the game gymnasium sign from my high school.
Cute.
Still have it.
You can't tell it. Can you tell us off mic after?
Yes, I'll tell you off mic after.
Like, would you actually go to jail?
Yeah, maybe.
Did you embezzle money?
Maybe.
Did you embezzle
money? There is no maybe embezzling money.
I can't tell you.
You either did or you didn't.
This is a recording.
Where did you stash the chandelier?
Nothing. Move on. Never have I ever gone surfing.
And get her.
I've also
yes,
never.
Yes, I've gone surfing.
I have not gone surfing.
Okay. Well, we're looping back to that.
Okay. Never have I ever watched a full episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Never.
Oh, I have.
Never. Never.
Oh, you guys are missing out.
No, I'm sure
are
I'm
we,
not.
Though?
Bible.
No. That's okay.
Okay, Sam, your turn.
Oh, never have I ever been arrested.
Never.
I have also never been arrested.
No, I'm actually shocked. I was expecting Kathleen.
Mm-mm. Kathleen, they didn't arrest you in high school when they caught you smoking pot
no,
on a field trip?
No, they didn't. I got suspended.
Okay.
But I didn't get arrested.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Never have I ever had a crush on a friend's parent.
Never. No.
I'm going to put my finger down.
Out of the three of us, it would be Bethany.
I'm trying to think.
No, Sam's dad's kind of hot, so I put my finger down.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I've never seen your dad. No, I have seen your dad. Yeah. He is very handsome.
He's
but
a
that's
hottie.
Fine. That doesn't mean you have a crush.
He's a well-dressed hottie.
My dad is very dapper.
Okay.
So, my finger's down.
Keep your fingers
for your
up,
dad.
GD it.
Never have I ever had a crush on someone from Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
who?
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse?
No, what's her name?
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen?
No, who
that's
is,
my crush.
Who is Jesse's wife?
Aunt Becky.
Oh, Aunt Becky.
Oh, Aunt Becky was
no.
a looker.
Guys, Steve. He was the voice of the prince from The Little Mermaid.
Definitely.
Steve.
Definitely hot, but I would do anything for a night with Aunt Becky.
All right, so let's tally our fingers so far.
Finger count. I am Bethany. I have 9.
You have you still have nine fingers
I
up?
I have seven fingers
I
up.
I have Sam. Five fingers up.
Okay. Kathleen has five. Okay.
Let's keep going. All Whose right. turn is it?
Sam, I think okay. it's yours.
Never have I ever gotten drunk with my parents.
Oh, gosh.
Never.
Can I put every finger down?
Never. Have yes. you gotten drunk with my parents?
Yes. Your parents? My parents?
Do you know Bethany?
Kathleen's parents?
I have never done that.
Really? Girl, yeah. you're missing out.
No, we're just like, have always been such a, I don't know what word to use. There's a time and a place kind of household.
Oh, gosh.
So it's no secrets. It's just not with each other.
See, in my mom's house, right now is the time and here's the place. And actually, this is a true story. I was living with my dad after my parents got divorced in high school. And I can't remember what happened. Either we had had a serious talk about divorce or we had watched The Ring. But either one.
Because they're so yeah, close in description.
I was traumatized either way. And he gave me a shot of booze and we both did a shot together. It was kind of cool.
That's kind Aww, of cute.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was nice.
Kids, don't ask your parents for a shot if you're listening.
He volunteered. Don't Kathleen, your turn.
Okay. Never have I ever fainted. I have.
I have. Wait a minute. What do you mean you have? That was your question.
You can't.
The
have.
Answer is you have never.
Oh. Shoot. Okay.
How drunk were you when you played last time?
Wait. Never have I ever. I did it.
Never have I ever. So okay. many times okay. I did
Wait,
this.
Wait, let me try this again. Never have I ever thought I was going to drown.
Oh, I have.
Oh, I have.
Tell us.
Yeah.
You go first.
Yeah. I was at a hotel pool on a road trip with my family, and I jumped off the diving board because this random old man stranger told me he'd catch me, and he didn't catch me, and down I went. And
wait, how old are you?
Like six.
Old man stranger.
Yeah, my mom
woefully
was
irresponsible.
Oh shoot,
my mom was pissed wow. at him.
I went to I went surfing, and when the wave catches you. I realized the hard way that you are not what you have to worry about getting caught. It's the surfboard that gets caught and that drags you under.
Oh, because you're attached
to it. You're attached to it. So I kept getting pulled down by the board, not even myself. And I'm like, this is how I die. This Wait, is how I die.
Are you supposed to like detach the board then?
You can't really because it keeps going. What they tell you to do is starfish. They're like, you need to loosen every muscle in your entire body and let the surfboard drag you around until the rotation of waves is complete.
That sounds terrifying.
And they're unfortunately right. Like, when I had the presence of mind to do that, it worked.
Okay.
That's nuts.
Not that first time, though.
That's why I don't go surfing.
That's why.
That's mm-hmm. exactly why.
Okay. Yeah. My turn?
Sure.
Never have I ever cried or flirted or lied to get out of a ticket from a police officer.
Oh, screw you.
What did
Kathleen,
you do?
You haven't either?
No.
You haven't either?
No. I'm not some sort of...
What did
no,
you
I'm
do?
JK, JK.
I mean, I just... Well, I cry at the drop of a hat, especially if I'm rattled. So
but
I cried.
But it was on purpose.
Well, I could have held it back, but opted to very much not hold it back.
Okay. That's fair.
So, and it worked. I mean, you
okay.
know.
You didn't get the ticket.
No.
Mazel tov.
Thank you, L'chaim.
All right.
To life. All right. Never have I ever...
Kathleen has three fingers left, by the way.
Never have I ever had somebody slap me across the face.
Oh, same.
I've done that.
You have?
Yeah.
What?
It was for an acting exercise.
Wait, did somebody slap you across the face?
Yeah. Oh.
Was it a real slap or a stage slap?
It was a real slap, but I knew it was coming. So it was no.
Ow.
It was an okay slap. I'm sorry. I was leaving my husband. I was a mother of two. No. Joey never saw grapefruit before.
Oh my God.
Actual line from the play.
I've always wanted to be slapped across the face.
You say
I'll do
what
it right
where.
Now.
Let you me- wanted to, would you want, will you, is, let's do it.
Now I'm having second thoughts.
Come on. It happened in an episode of The Office.
No.
Pam did it. He was okay. Dwight put a chicken on it.
Oh my God. I don't think I can slap Bethany.
Well, we're going to add this to bonus content.
Okay.
We'll discuss.
Okay. All right. Never have I ever had a dream about flying.
Oh, you're missing out.
I know.
I don't think I've ever had a dream about flying
Does
either.
Like floating around count?
Yeah.
That's flying, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Sorry.
All right. I'm at seven.
Oh, sorry.
Sam, what are you at?
I'm at three.
I've got three left, too.
Oh, it's down to the
There's
wire.
There's something that you could tell a big difference between Kathleen and myself in personality. By the way, we hold up three fingers.
So, Sam, you do it like the letter W.
Yeah.
And I do it like one in the pink, two in the stink.
Or... Kathleen.
No, that's not what that is. That's a very different hand gesture.
Kathleen.
You're
who
doing
are you?
A-OK right now.
That's right. A-OK.
That's not the shocker.
Oh, no. That's one in the pink,
two in the
stink.
The shocker is very different. This okay. is shocker.
All right. A-OK.
Everything's a-okay when there's one in the pink.
Oh my God.
Do you have to edit that out?
No, I'm leaving it, even if you ask me to.
All right.
Who's going next?
Okay, never have I ever dined and dashed.
I've never done that.
No, that's illegal.
I've never done that.
And yeah. Wrong.
I even, one of my proudest stories is I had an ex-boyfriend who tried to dine and dash with his five friends. So we all finished eating and they're like, okay, let's go. And I made them all look so badly because I smugly stayed there and paid the check.
I would too.
A bunch of guys and me. I'm like, no, this one's on me, boys.
Every teen movie I've ever seen where they dined and dashed, it didn't end well. So if you've learned anything in life,
don't do it. Never have I ever truly sung karaoke in front of anyone.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah, I have.
You've like tried?
Yeah.
Like, here's what we got?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it took never. A lot of, I was scared, but I did it.
Never.
Yeah.
I pretend that I don't take it seriously so that when it's bad, which you're manifesting, it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah, that's better because I tried real hard and thought I sounded great.
Good
and then when
for
I
you.
Sat down, when people are like, good try. No, you didn't sound
bless
great.
Your heart. Yeah.
Okay, never have I ever accidentally pooped my pants.
I mean,
I think I have.
Not
yeah.
a full load.
I mean, yeah, not a full load, but
well,
like
no, it is or it isn't.
Like a shart that got.
Yeah, basically. Kathleen's mic started sinking down when she said shart.
So Kathleen, you're down to one.
I'm down to one, yeah.
Sam? I've sharted, but that's a separate question. So I'm going to leave my pinky up.
Everybody has sharted. No. They just don't want to admit it.
I never have.
Not true.
Well,
never.
No, I'm sorry, Bethany, but that means you haven't yet.
So who wants to go to Taco Bell later? All right.
Sam, your turn.
Oh, never have I ever sent someone to the hospital.
No. Via what? Like
something I did or something some kind of hijinks I got myself into sent someone to the hospital.
I don't think so.
No, me neither.
No? You used to jump off roofs, Bethany. No
I
one
did.
Got sent to the hospital?
No, we all made it.
Damn it, I thought I'd get you on
no,
that
No, uh-uh. Not, right, a, not a sprained ankle among us.
Fine, who's next?
Never have I ever been to a country in Asia.
Okay, yeah.
Sam has.
I have not. I have not.
Okay. It's on my bucket list.
I got one, and you have one pinky up, like a very fancy girl. How many do you have left, Beth?
Six.
You're much more interesting than your fingers are letting us believe.
Wait, we need to start doing ones that we know Bethany has.
Can I throw one at
wrong
you?
Questions.
Can I throw one at you right now and get one of Bethany's fingers down?
Do it.
Never have I ever been in a threesome.
Put that finger down, girl.
Put it down.
Wait, can I do one? I hope you don't get mad at me when I say this.
I do miss those acrobats.
They're Australian acrobats.
Yay!
Never have I ever dated somebody famous.
Oh, you bitch.
Wow!
Can we just play for Bethany
just
now?
Just play for Bethany now.
Okay. What else can I do to completely freak Bethany out?
Oh, never have I ever been fired at a job by an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, God, you I forgot about that.
I'm here to remind you of all your best moments.
I forgot about that. I love that. Wait, hold on.
I liked that job, too.
I keep thinking of ones that I can't say.
I mean.
No. No.
I'm down to three.
Hold on. Give me a pause.
Wait, never have I ever.
Wait, you're killing her yourself. I want to play.
Switch clothes with an intern because my outfit wasn't good enough.
Yes.
Shout out to Emily. She looked great that day, so I took her clothes.
I can't say any of the ones I'm thinking of.
I'm sorry. Go.
No, like, I can't.
Why?
I mean, we can always edit.
Yeah.
No, it's just, I might as well just edit it in advance and not say it.
Never have I ever slept with someone who has a Grammy.
He doesn't have a Grammy.
He doesn't.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Oh. Yeah, he does.
How do we know more about your ex-boyfriend than you do?
Yeah. I'm down
I
to
can't.
One.
No, I can't.
All right,
sorry.
Now we need to like a big
I can't do
explosion
that
explosion final one.
I'm gonna text you later, Bethany, with all the things I want to do that I know we can't add, and you will block me from your phone.
No, you guys know everything about me.
It's bad. I've got one more.
Wait,
never have I ever. No, I got.
Okay,
I got.
Okay.
I have the ultimate. Okay. We're done here. Never have I ever slept with someone that had to do with my job, and no one else knew in the room but me.
Damn it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, muzzle, Bethany. Oh.
This was a true underdog story.
You bitches.
We laid it all out on the table.
And the funny thing is, everyone's thinking it's one person, but it's not that person.
It's definitely not.
Nope, it's a different person.
It is. This makes me so happy. Well, this was a fun bonus episode. We encourage you to play Never Have I Ever with people, but make sure that you don't say things that you can't edit things out. I can.
We love you guys for listening. Thanks again to stamps.com for helping us keep all of this stuff going. Make sure to use the keyword taste at stamps.com. Yes. That's going to get you all sorts of fun stuff.
Any package, any letter, they've got you covered.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
We love you guys very much.
I'm so
mad. And we love Bethany the most.
Oh, and peep our new website, acquiredtastepodcast.com. We've got some new stuff going up
there.
Yeah.